Before we read our text this morning, we're taking a short hiatus from going through the Beatitudes of the Kingdom in Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to do a short series with a couple pastors. It's a kindred spirit that I met in our monthly pastors gathering in the upstate New York, and Pastor Matt and Pastor David and myself, we got together, and I asked them that they could help me with these short series called The Mission. The title of this whole series with Pastor Matt is a senior pastor of Emmanuel Community Church, and Pastor David is a senior pastor at Grace Baptist Church in Danville, which is like about an hour south from here. And all three is going to do this four-part short series called The Mission. And if you could all turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. And if you could all rise, if you're able, and if you're watching online, once again, if you could all rise, if you're able, for the reading of God's Word. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. And after I again say this verse, I'm going to say this is the word of the Lord. And if you could all respond by saying thanks be to God, and you could have your seat. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. It goes like this. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Okay, let me pray one more time. Those who are watching online, one more time, and ask for God's help now. That he would speak to us. Give clarity from his word. Be a Berean testing all things in the light of his truth. Your word is truth. Let's go to the Lord now. Father in heaven, we have read the truth. Your word, again, is truth. We want to know truth. Truth from your word. Your word is authoritative. Not just to us, but the entire world, creation, must submit to your word. There's nothing more important in this world than your word. Oh Lord, go glorify yourself through your word. Your precious word now. Help us to see Jesus and his work. Why he left the halls of heaven to a place like this. Help us now. Help your church. As a body and as individuals, give us clarity. Pray all this not by might, not by power, but by your spirit in and through Christ. Amen. Again, the title of the mission is The Mission, God is the Gospel. That's the title of the sermon, The Mission, God is the Gospel. And I'll tell you where I got that God is the Gospel from. Let me give you a little background of why we're doing this called The Mission. The mission of the church, the goal of the church, and the mission of the church. I've been in full-time ministry for close to 25 years, almost a quarter of a century. And this idea of the mission and the goal has been brewing in my mind and in my heart for that long. And it's only been the past 10 years being a full-time ministry that this idea, this truth in the Bible about what the mission of the church, the mission and the goal of the church is, And Pastor Matt and myself and Pastor David, we got together. And we all thought that two sermons would be attributed to the goal of the church. Give a picture of what that looks like. What is the goal? And give the second message is heaven is our hope. The third message is the first mission, which Pastor Matt is going to talk about, which is get rid of sin. And Pastor David is going to close the series with get ready for heaven. So the goal and the mission. And again, the two purposes that was entrusted to me is to give a purpose, a picture of what the goal of the church is. And what Pastor Matt and David is going to do is the mission. And the mission is not all, okay, try this, and if you don't like it, don't worry about it. No, it is a must. If the goal is this, the mission is an imperative. Everyone in the church, members of the church, the family of God, must do the work together. It's not half of you guys do it, and half of you guys, I don't want to do it. It's not going to work. It's like a sports team. Half of them have a goal, certain goal, and the other have another goal. It's not going to work. They're not going to win the championship. A team that is divided, a church that is divided, is not going to work. Everyone has to be on the same page. This is not my thing. This is not Pastor Young's thing for this church. I believe this is what the Bible says, what God tells us in His Word. And so be a Berean. Test what the Bible says, what the goal of your life and my life is, called the church. The mission, God is the gospel. I stole it, I borrowed it from a book that John Piper wrote. You guys know Pastor John Piper. And he actually wrote a small book. I didn't read the whole thing. I read excerpts of this book. And he actually wrote the book called God is the Gospel. And he tells this story of a mother and her 5-year-old daughter. Mother name is Shelley. The daughter is Millie. And they're coming from their grandmother, Shelley's mother's funeral in London. And they're on their plane right back to Minneapolis. And the story goes like this, quote, on the plane coming from London to Minneapolis, they were coming in and they looked out the window and it was just a magnificent cloud formation. And if you guys looked out the window and, and flying, blue sky, amazing cloud formation. And Shelley, the mom, says to Millie, I'm continuing quote here, look, Millie, isn't that beautiful? Sort of like heaven will be where grandma is going. And Millie, the 5 years old, looked out the window and said, but Jesus isn't there. I'm continuing quote here. Now, if you understand that, you will get everything that I have to say, which is the book. But I think it will make sense here in this sermon called The Mission Series. I'm continuing quote here. I love to ask my church and other churches, if you go to heaven, have spectacular sunsets, no more disease, no more depression, all the friends that have gone before you, all the toys that you have ever wanted, all the schools, your youth group, all the schools, the colleges that you get into, or the grade that you could have, or the job, the dream job that you could have. Yeah, those are all mine, because it's not in here, but I'm just... all the toys that you ever wanted and Jesus not be there, would that be okay? If God not be there, would that be okay? And my fear is that many in our churches are saved on that basis. They love what Jesus has to offer. Hell is hot. Nobody wants to go there. Guilt is a bummer of an experience, so I would like not to have any guilty feelings. I mean, it's hard to do a final exam with guilty feelings. Or go to work, or, I don't know, in a marriage. So if you can help me with that, Jesus, fine. I would like my marriage to go better. I would like my kids not to act out and behave all the time. If Christianity can do that for me, bring it on. And you don't have to be born again to want that. You just have to be born again to one Jesus. Close quote. If you guys were here at the English Sunday school, the parable of the rich young ruler last Sunday, we saw that, didn't we? The rich young ruler saw Jesus. And he did not see Jesus as his treasure. He didn't see. And so, when Jesus told him what? Leave your riches, give it to the poor, and come follow me. And he couldn't do it. He loved his riches more. It is very clear in the Bible, in my 25 years of study, the destination of the church, the goal of the church is to live with God forever in heaven. That's what Jesus came. That's what the gospel is. The gospel is not just to forgive you of your sin and his guilt and punishment. That's it. Most people stop there. No, the gospel, the good news, is to get you to where God is. To forgive you of your sin, cleanse you of the wrath and the punishment and the guilt, to get you to God, to where He is. That's the good news. That's the ultimate purpose of the gospel. That's why Jesus came. Goal of the church is heaven. Again, to live with God. Look at Revelation chapter 2. We're going to look at several passages here. Revelation chapter 2, 21, 1 to 3. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. The goal of the individual Christian and the body of Christ, the church, is to follow Jesus. Follow Him. In step with Jesus. And what did Jesus do? Did He stay here? Read the story. Did Jesus stay here on earth? No, He didn't. No, Jesus left the world behind. My kingdom is not of this world. And went back to where? Where did he go? Where did he go? To his home. To his Father. You claim that you follow Jesus, RCCC, when you come to church on Sunday. But is that actually true? Are you following Jesus? I remember one pastor said this when I was in college. I still remember this. He was telling us, you know, sometimes we're all talky-talky and not walky-walky. In other words, you claim that you are a Christian, but there are more evidences that that isn't true. That you're not really following Jesus. It is saying it, but not living it. Have you heard that before? Saying that you're Christian, but not living it. Not living it, not following Jesus. Is to say it, also live it, believe in your heart, Paul says. Confess with your mouth, believe it in your heart. Here's a quote by Wick Warren. Now, Wick Warren is a sort of controversial figure. I haven't read a lot of books by Wick Warren. If you know, he's a pretty famous pastor in the evangelical circle church called Saddleback. I mean, tens of thousands of people, at least back in the long time, I don't know about now, but I'm sure it's still pretty big. He wrote a book, many books. And I quoted this, I think I read this like years ago, and I quote and I save. And I remember kept this quote, and look at what Wick Warren says, quote, and the title of that one chapter is called, Life is a Temporary Assignment, quote, Earth is only a temporary residence. You won't be here long, so don't get too attached. In other words, have a very loose, don't grip these things in this world. Very light touch on the things of this world. Don't get too attached. You're just passing through. Just visiting earth, he says. Christians should carry spiritual green cards. I love that. To remind us that our citizenship is where? Where's our home? Where's our destination? Our citizenship is in heaven. Your identity is in eternity. And your homeland is heaven. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. We, the church, is called ambassadors for Christ. Ambassadors of what? The kingdom of God. Ambassadors of heaven. Ambassadors of heaven. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ. Be reconciled to God. Now, why do we want reconciliation with God? Is that all we want? Just to be, not God mad at us? Is that what we want? No. The reason we want to be reconciled to God is so that what? We'll make it to heaven. Not stay here. That's what we're ambassadors. When we talk to other people about Christ, about Jesus, about sin, all that's for is to take that person to heaven where there is no more sin. It's a perfect place dwelling with God. That's why we are ambassadors. If you just stop at sin, and not take him to the final destination, that's not the whole gospel. God is the gospel. God is what you want. That's what he says right in our text, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. For Christ also suffered once for sins. That's why he came. You should give the name Jesus, and he will save you from your sins. So why do you do that for? Why do you come and suffer and die and resurrect? What do you do all these for? What's the goal? What's the end goal? For Christ also suffered once for sin, righteous for the unrighteous. That's what the gospel is. Why do you do all this? So that he, Jesus, might bring us, what does it say? To God. Now where is God? Where is he? Anyone know? We don't have to guess where God is. John 14:6. Jesus said to them, I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, no one comes to the Father but through me. Now, where is the Father? Where is God? Matthew chapter 6. I know you guys already all know this, but you need to hear it. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father who art where? Where is he? He's in heaven. He's in heaven. Jesus came down to take you back to heaven where God is. Save you from your sin. Clean you up. In the process, make you look like Jesus. That you'd be fit and ready to live with God forever. That's why Jesus came. That's what the gospel is. God is the gospel. God is the gospel. The good news is it's designed not to just to save you from your sin, the guilt of sin. The gospel, the good news is designed you to bring you to where God is, which is heaven, so that you and I can live with God in heaven forever. That's the good news. That is the goal. And Pastor Matt and Pastor David, if heaven is our goal, that's our destination for you and me in our lives, then there's two missions that the Bible talks about that we have to do together as a church. Look at Philippians. Look at Philippians chapter 3, 19 to 20. I feel like Rick Warren got the idea from Paul about our citizenship being in heaven. Philippians chapter 3, 19 to 20. Philippians chapter 3, 19 to 20. Their end is destruction. Their God is their belly. They glory in their shame, with minds set on earthly things. Oh, that describes me before I was a Christian. I was set on earthly things. Good night. I was set on earthly things. Remember, I put this millions of time. I was ashamed where my parents lived, where I lived. Our house was this old house. And that really ruled me. All my friends were living in nice houses. I didn't want my friends to look at my house where I lived. That ruled me for years. I want my friends to see my accomplishments. I lived. My mind was saturated with earthly things. I really thought that was what life was. focusing on me and stuff. That's what everyone else is doing around me. Verse 20, but our citizenship, Christians, our citizenship is where? Where is our destination? Where is your goal? But our citizenship is in heaven. And from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. John 17, verse 3. John 17, verse 3. I love this. I love this verse. John 17, 3. Eternal life, or heaven with God forever. Eternal life, Jesus says, is this. This is eternal life. This is what heaven with God is. That they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Heaven is God, is knowing God, walking with God, breathing God. You know, often a relationship with God on this earth, knowing God is like knowing his address. That kind of a cold data. It's not walking with God. It's not living with God, in step with God, following God. That's not knowing God. Knowing God's address. Knowing what kind of car I drive. What kind of job I have. That's not a relationship. Is to walk with God, to know God, is to live with God. And that's what's going to happen. Taste it here in full-blown experience of joy, bliss, pleasure evermore. You know, in the systematic theology, one of the attributes of Christ is beauty. That Christ is beautiful. Do you know something that's absolutely stunning and beautiful? Which means if Christ is beautiful beyond measure, you gotta wanna spend time with this person, right? Not true. You wanna know this person. It's not second class. Your life is all about Jesus and is captivated by his beauty. Often, we hardly think about God in our day-to-day or the beauty of Jesus. We're so captivated by what we're doing here. Heaven is where God lives. Heaven is a kingdom of God. Heaven is a throne of God. Heaven is a temple in heaven. Heaven is revelation. Heaven is our hope, and heaven is for you. The message of the Bible warns us. Listen closely, my brothers and sisters. The message of the Bible warns you. Youth group, listen carefully. The message of the Bible warns you and warns me about setting our hearts on this world. God has called you, Christian. I'm assuming everyone here is a Christian. God has called you, his people, out of this world, to set your hearts on things above, not on things below. God is the gospel. The goal of the church is God. And God lives in heaven. And that is your goal. in this life. That's where you're going. There's only two destinations. The Bible is true. One is in heaven. The other one is in hell. And we'll look at that more at Sunday school. One of the most terrifying parables of Jesus. Set your hearts on things above, my brothers and sisters, not on things below. Let's pray. Father in heaven, as we continue the next three Sundays in this short sermon series, we pray that you would continue to prepare our hearts, make our hearts fertile. And as Pastor Matt and Pastor David comes to preach, oh Lord, may you fill them with your Spirit, with power from on high. Clarity of your truth on the mission of the church. Oh Lord, again, our value is not in what we own. Our value is you. Knowing you, you are our treasure. You are our everything. Oh Lord, I pray that you would help us. That we could stay with our hearts and live in our lives that you are our greatest treasure. And there's no other place that I want to be, then live with you in the temple of heaven, the throne of God, eternal forever, fellowshipping with the Son and the Father and your Spirit forever. Wow, that's the gospel. That's the good news. Oh Lord, help us. May this truth drive us into our minds and our hearts now. Help us not to live for the pleasures of this world, the comforts of this world, following the lies of the devil. Oh Lord, call your children out of this world to live on the truth. Aliens of this world, exiles of this world, sojourners of this world, as you move us from earth to heaven. Pray all this not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit in and through Christ.